This morning we want to turn to Luke chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, and I want to revisit this passage of Scripture. The book of Luke has, during the what is known as the Christmas story, this passage has really brought out a lot of things to me personally as I've spent time during this time of year studying and preparing and praying. And I don't know that you could really exhaust everything that is in this passage, but I hope this morning is a blessing. We've titled our message, which goes along with the music, Jesus Christ Was Born. Jesus Christ Was Born. And we want to begin reading in verse 8 of Luke chapter 2, and we want to read through verse 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the flock, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with them an angel, a multitude, a heavenly host, praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being with us this morning. We thank you that we know you in our personal lives. We thank you for salvation. We trust, Lord, and we pray if there's someone that doesn't know Christ in a personal way this morning, whether it's through the airways or here, we pray that they'll search their heart and cause them to realize the only hope is in Jesus. And Father, I pray that you help us. And I know that during this time of year, it's hard on some. It's difficult. There's loneliness and there's so many things. And we know there's many health problems that's going on. But Lord, help us to focus on you. Help us to look to you. And help us to find our peace in you. And Father, I pray that you help me this morning. May you get glory with all things that's done here today. And what's already been done. And Lord, we'll give you the praise, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, Christmases down through the years have changed a lot. As you're a child, you look at Christmas a certain way. And as you grow, and even as you grow older, Christmases change. But as a child, there is an air of excitement. There's an air of anticipation of Christmas morning. But a child doesn't understand the preparation, or at least many children don't understand the preparation for that excitement to be fulfilled. There's a preparation leading up to Christmas morning. Decorations have to be put up, the Christmas tree. Gifts have to be bought and presents have to be wrapped. And in my case, growing up, presents had to be hidden in a very good place because I was always on a mission looking. I wasn't one of those children that wanted to wait till Christmas morning. If I could get a glimpse of something, then I would take it. But children would have to go to bed early on Christmas Eve, anticipating Christmas morning. And I wonder if you were one of those parents, if you told your children it was time to go to bed, if you were one of those parents that would say, you need to get to sleep. Because with anticipation, sleep was very difficult. And children will listen for noises and they'll listen for different things, anticipating Christmas morning. As a child, it can't come fast enough. because there was so much excitement. For just a little while on Christmas morning, in many cases, for just a little while, everything is set aside and there's a focus on Christmas. There's a focus on family. There's a focus on togetherness. There's a focus on coming together. And there's a focus on Jesus. I know that's how it was when I was growing up, and we're going to share with you in our Christmas program tonight, Christmas memories. Each one of us have different memories. Each one of us have different things that we view and how things used to be, how things we wanted it to be, or how we would have liked them to be, and even how things were. I wonder sometimes if the shepherds was doing something very similar. That when this visit took place, if they were tending their flock and they were doing their jobs and they were doing what they were supposed to do, but yet this visit of this angel that says, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." I wonder if they were able to, in the midst of excitement and fear and the visual and all those things that was taking place in their lives, I wonder if for just a few moments, if everything seemed to stop and they were focusing on what was taking place. If they were focusing on the announcement of Jesus was born. The Bible says that there was a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Think about that word peace. Was there peace during that troublesome time? There was a lot of darkness. There continues to be darkness. But yet the announcement says peace on earth, goodwill toward men. How peace is desired in so many ways today. We think about it and we consider it and we see all the things that's taking place, and there's much darkness today. There's much darkness in the world, and how that we want a little peace. For those that are still working, for those that are still, in the workforce, there's days that you say, "I just need a little peace today because the stress is so great." For those that are dealing with health problems and those that are dealing with doctor visits and just the stresses of all those things, and you think to yourself, "I need a little peace today." For those that are just going through the day, and we had to drive to Charlotte yesterday morning for just a little while and had to come back for play practice, but it was amazing to me how fast people were driving. It was amazing, and it's almost like people don't slow down for anything. It's amazing to me how that speed limits are posted, but literally you're getting passed with people going over 80 miles an hour on 85. And you wonder, what is people in such a hurry about? The turmoil in people's lives, and it's almost like, "I've got to get this done and got to get that done," and all these things. And you wonder sometimes when the verse is proclaimed and read and spoken, what is this peace? What is this peace? Because it says, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men." With all the things that's happening, and on this earth, there seems to be very little peace. You hear in the news, you see on different airways of the media, how that there's very little peace. It seems like every single day there's some type of tragedy, some type of someone taking others' lives, the hatred amongst people, the animosity, and the list could go on and on and on, but yet the Bible speaks of peace. The Bible speaks of peace. For the shepherds, their lives would be forever changed. This experience for the shepherds were like no other. Like no other. And how in the midst of their lives and in the midst of their jobs and even the fact that, and I'll say this in just a few moments, and even in the fact that they were looked upon as outcast, the Bible still talks about peace. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. If you turn back just a few verses in chapter 1, verse 79, the Bible says this: to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Jesus Christ was born. You see, Jesus is the way to peace. Jesus is where we find peace. By visiting the shepherds, the angel revealed the grace of God to man. And we each one this morning, whether you realize it or not, each one of us this morning, whether you know Christ in a personal way or not, each one of us are experiencing God's grace. God's grace. The grace of God was shown by the birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was born. There's a few things that I would like to share with you this morning in the time that we have as we think about Jesus Christ is born. And as you think about that word peace and how peace is come into people's lives, we think of the fact, the first thing we want to mention this morning is that as we consider the birth of Christ and Christmas and the meaning of Christmas, we have to understand that Christmas is a time for giving. Christmas is a time for giving. And the first thing that we think of is individuals exchanging gifts, saying how much you appreciate them. But yet, it's so much more than that. You see, Christmas is a time for giving. Verse 11 says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Christmas is more than presents under the tree, but Christmas is for God gave his son to man. God gave his son to man. When those shepherds heard the words of this angel, they were told a Savior would come into the world. And may we be reminded this morning that his birth was like no other. His life was like no other. His teaching was like no other. His preaching was like no other. And may we be reminded this morning, his love was like no other. His love was like no other. His gift that he gave was like no other. You see, Christmas is a time for giving, and he gave. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You see, he did that for you and for me. That gift, the giver of life. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 said, "But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." That gift, the gift of hope, the gift of life, the gift of redemption. Because there was a price that had to be paid, and thank God, because of Jesus Christ, it was paid in full. No other thing needs to be accomplished. No other thing needs to be given because he did it all. When you're a child, and even as presents are given, you see a picture of a box and you see the picture on the box and you think how exciting this is. But a child is very impatient. I was listening to a Christmas, I was listening to a Christmas tape of our family back in the 70s. And I was listening to it to try to get something off of it. And I was listening to it. And I can't tell you how many times in that 30 or 40 minute tape, that my mother told me to get out of the way. She did. She says, get out of the way. Apparently, I was in the middle of the floor amongst all the presents opening and all those things. That wasn't very peaceful. The greatest gift ever given was Jesus Christ. When a child opens up the present and they're anticipating the excitement of playing with a toy or a gift, and then the parent opens up the box, and then they realize they have to put it together. And they have to get those wire ties and try to get them taken care of. And you hope to goodness as tight as they put it. I just wonder the people that really do that, if they really know what they're doing. Because they make things difficult. And once everything's putting together and you're anticipating, and then you get everything put together, and this has happened probably to all of us, then it doesn't work. And then you see the disappointment. And then as a parent or whoever gave the gift, they'll say something like, we'll get you another one. And you're at the department store when they open the next day. And that's just part of life when it comes to the gifts that are given here. Sometimes there's disappointment. Sometimes there's heartbreak. Sometimes, with all the good intentions, a present doesn't work out. But when we talk about the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's perfect, it's complete, and it's everything that we need. Nothing has to be put together because everything's already accomplished. Nothing has to be done to make it any better or to, as many say, modify it. Because he gave himself completely. And he worked in our lives. And when we said yes to Jesus, we're complete in him. There's no way that this could ever be repaid, the wonderful gift of his son. But yet, there's something that we can do, and that is simply giving ourselves to him. The shepherds were changed people after seeing Jesus. They were changed people. The Bible says in verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the sayings which were told them concerning this child. And all they had heard and wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things and pondered them in their heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, and it was told to them. You see, where do we get peace? Peace is in Jesus Christ. Peace is in Jesus Christ. The shepherds were changed individuals after that visit to the manger. And it was changed to the point to where they were simply praising God, thinking on these things, of the things that they heard and the things that they seen and the things that they were told. And they were praising God and they were glorifying God. You see, that's putting our focus not on this life, not on the things of this life, but that's putting focus on Jesus. That's where we find our peace. Christmas is a time for giving, and Jesus gave it all. Christmas is also a time of good tidings. The angels came with a message that says, good tidings. A Savior had been born. And that gives us a message of hope. You see, there's still hope in the world. Regardless of the things that we see and all the things that are going on, there's still hope in the world because of Jesus. The shepherds seem to be forgetting, or they seem to be individuals that were forgotten by society, but not the Lord. And that's why I think about the fact that every one of us are just as important to Him. God brought them the message of hope. The hope in Jesus. The gospel is the message of hope in a world of darkness. And we know that the babe didn't stay a babe. And we understand this morning that the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is our hope. You see, Christmas is a time for hope. It's a time for giving. And it's also a time of amazing grace. Amazing grace. You know, we sing occasionally, we'll sing Amazing Grace. And Brother Ward would have the ladies sing that second verse. But you know, I think when I think about Christmas, and we have a lot of wonderful Christmas songs, but yet I think that Amazing Grace would be just as appropriate. Amazing Grace. We have heard the phrase, Jesus is the reason for the season. But if you stop and think about it, we are the reason for the season. We are the reason that He came into this world. We are the reason. We are the reason. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You see, we rejoice over His presence. We rejoice over His birth. But yet we're the reason that He came. And that's why we call it Christmas is a time for amazing grace. Amazing grace. Because He showed grace to us. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. The Bible says, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. And yes, the Prince of Peace. You see, that's where peace comes. Peace comes in knowing Jesus. The shepherds did nothing to deserve that visit. They were there tending their flock. They did nothing to deserve the experience that they experienced. But yet the announcement came. And the announcement was none other than the announcement of the birth of Jesus. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You see, the shepherds did nothing to deserve but yet they got to experience it. And we could do nothing to deserve salvation, but Jesus paid it in full. And all we have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The gift of God. The gift of God is Jesus. The gift is eternal life through Him. You see, as we celebrate Christmas and have all the excitement and we wish everyone a wonderful Christmas, but may we remember the true gift that is given to everyone that believes, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. But the last thing that I want to share with you this morning is this. Christmas is a time to glorify God. We can talk about Christmas and how it's been commercialized, and we can talk about how that many retailers and all those things use this for their promotions and all those things. But what are we doing to glorify God in our own lives? You see, our lives isn't about what someone else is doing, but our lives is about what we are doing. And Christmas is a time to glorify God. You see, the shepherds came back as different people. The shepherds returned. You see, they had seen Jesus, just like we that know Christ as our personal Savior. We have seen Jesus. And they returned glorifying, praising God. So no matter what the world does, it can be a time of glorifying God for each one of us. Each one of us. You see, they left glorifying and praising God because Jesus was born. And as we rejoice over this time of year, we rejoice that He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish but have everlasting life. You see, Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our hope. And we rejoice. And yet in our rejoicing, in our glorifying and praising God, we can be a light for Him that others understand the true meaning of Christmas. It's through us being a light to Him, being a light for Him. As His light is in us, may we shine that light for Him, glorifying and praising Him because Jesus Christ is born. We thank the Lord this morning, and we rejoice this morning for the birth of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for this time together. And as we have this invitation, Lord, You know the hearts of every person. You know the burdens. You know the difficulties. You know the things in life that are being experienced. You know the difficulties. You know so many things. You know everything. But Lord, may we take this time and this time of year that we simply focus on You and that we say thank You and that we glorify You and praise You for the change that You made in our life. We thank You for the birth of Jesus, and we thank You for that meaning and the fact that You knew that Jesus Christ not only was born, but You knew that He would face the cross. He would face rejection. And He would become sin for us who knew no sin, that we might have life. So, Father, as we have this invitation, Lord, if you've spoken to any heart at all, Lord, I pray that they'll come and that we'll all leave this place grateful for the birth of Jesus. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
276.
276. Won't you come?